Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily. Also join us on the video, Turning Point Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Today is our communion service online, so get your communion element ready. It will be the climax of today's ministration, both here and on the prayer hub. Welcome to Saturday, May 2, 2026. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. You will prosper. You will do well. This will not just be another Saturday. It shall be a Saturday with a special one for you and members of your family. Let me pray for those on weekend journey. You have either traveled for the weekend or you are about to, I pray, receive journey mercies. Your going and your returning are divinely covered. Which family is this with a celebration this week? Wedding, naming, funeral service, graduation, chieftaincy title, housewarming, convention, or a conference? Whichever one it is, I prophesy a huge success. Hitch free, problem and crisis free. The weather over you there shall be friendly. Adequate resources, adequate support and supply shall be made available for you. You will have a major testimony on this ceremony. Everybody, look for a new item where you are there. I want to prophesy new things in the new month, something you have not used before. Maybe still in the carton, the wrapper, or nylon. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, Jesus Christ said, new wine must be put into new wine's bottle. New month must come with new things, new opportunities, new gadgets, new money, new sales, new connection, new idea, and strength. Hold it up or raise it up. I prophesy, receive grace and anointing for new things in the new month, new business transactions, new revelations from God, new divine leading, new connection and relationship. Before the middle of this month, you will testify of this prayer, outcome of this prayer. Say amen. Everybody, do this. Do this if you can do it now. If you cannot now, do it later. Sweep your room, your kitchen, your office, your shop, or where you are. Maybe a small part of it. Yes, take a broom or whatever, a brush or a vacuum cleaner. Sweep, pack the dirt, and throw it into the dustbin. It is prophetic action. So will God sweep everything that is plaguing your life clean of any negative things. You are cleansed. Your body is free from sicknesses and pain. Your marriage is free from crisis and animosity. Be clean, be strong, be buoyant, and be happy in Jesus' name. May 2nd, celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God will give you a special birthday gift and will also lay it in the heart of people to bless you in cash and in kind. Happy birthday. Right? Let's treat questions as we learn and counsel people here. First one today. Thank you, sir, for the way you answered the woman who spoke on the course on marriage. You did it correctly. I also noticed something of that nature on my mother's side. But I thank God for the church where we were raised. We were taught correctly as teenagers then to avoid premarital sex, and the teachings entered our soul. Also, when I gained admission to the university, the Holy Ghost told me, if I don't want the plague of out-of-wedlock marriage to continue in my family, I should abstain from premarital sex. That's the only way to break the curse. And I thank God I obeyed. Now married, and I started teaching my students the danger of premarital sex. Wow. Thank you for throwing in this. Listeners, let's have your contributions always on matters that are of interest to you raised on this platform. Next, good day, Daddy. Please treat as urgent. I am a man of 43. I have never been in a relationship, and I have lost affection for ladies, and it's worrisome to me. The ladies I have affection for are not ladies that are dedicated to the things of God. Some of my brothers and sisters in the fellowship are having a burden for me about a sister in our fellowship, but I don't have feelings or affection for her. I have tried to find something to attract me to her, but nothing. Please advise me, sir. Wow. This is not natural. This is not normal. And you have to do something about it. Do warfare prayers on it, and also further counseled by someone that can sit one-on-one with you to ask you some questions, dig deep into your past to see where this is coming from or where you are also coming from. Asexual is the name for the person who experiences little or no sexual attraction to the other. Since you are not thinking of being celibate, then someone should find out. Maybe it came from your natural orientation or past bad experiences like heartbreak, betrayal, or trauma. It could also be some psychological factor. There is a root for this. Look for a mature married counselor to sit down with you or a psychotherapist to talk to. It is a challenge you can overcome. Even if it has spiritual connotation, the yoke can break and we break in Jesus' name. Next, good day, Daddy. My husband is not caring. He has left all the responsibility of the home caring for me alone. And my little business has gone down since I have to pay bills. Now, he said, the children should drop out of school. I don't know what else to do. I am dying slowly and quietly in this marriage. Sir, should I borrow money to start something again? Wow. This is a case of two wrong people tied together in marriage. No plans for their lives, no plans for their children, just procreating and bringing them. Ignorance is a tragedy. You have a foundational problem, man. Both of you do not know what you want for yourselves in life. You just got married, procreating children. Doesn't he have a skill, a job, or anything bringing him money? I will advise that you don't borrow money to start a business. You will eventually eat up that money, and that will bring more pressure and stress on your life. Talk to your parents. Talk to your brothers and sisters, uncles and siblings, or a church, if you are a church people. You need divine intervention for yourself and your husband. How I wish you knew this platform for education, for mentoring and counseling in marriage before you found yourself in this mess. The Lord will help you. Well, we pray for you, and we pray for God's intervention for you. We will build more on this tomorrow. And if you have a word for this couple, please send it in. Thank God for yesterday's No More Delay program in the city of Ibadan. Hope you are either there or you follow us online. Please visit our YouTube and Facebook platform page to watch and be a part of it. The next No More Delay service will come up on Friday, June 12th, in our center, Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. I'll be telling you more about it then. Month has ended. This weekend is a good time to transfer and transmit your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, if you are a tither to God through this fertile soil of this kingdom, of this commission. Also, your battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 5555 we are sowing this fifth month of the year. It is called Seed of Unusual Grace. We call for exceptional seed of 5,111 naira, 11 kobo, or its equivalent. Do you know some people have done it and they are doing it? You can still do your own if you are led to and you believe in that prophecy and that sacrificial seed. I pray for you fervently on crossover vigil, crossover night vigil, also on No More Delay service yesterday. Some seeds were called. Do as God laid on your heart. Nothing you give and nothing you do to enlarge God's kingdom is a waste or a loss. Our God is a payback God. Now, take the communion element and let me bless it for you. You will also pray more on it as you take it. I bless that communion for you. Communion for dominion, for victory, for healing, for wellness, for yoke breaking. As you take this communion, your miracle starts now. Pray more on it on your own. We will also take communion on the prayer hall, 6:30 to 7 a.m. today. The Lord bless you, fortify you, give you the most wonderful month you ever had in your life. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a wonderful day. Have a beautiful month. Bye.